It's 22 after 4. You've got Downtown on the Pulse, WZON. Rich Kimble here. On your Wednesday afternoon, let's talk some baseball. To do that, we're joined on the Tiller and Ride telephone line by ESPN's Jerry Krasnick. Jerry, good afternoon.
Hey, Rich, how are you?
Doing great, thanks. It's been an interesting week in baseball. Those Miami Marlins, just when you think the franchise is making logical moves, planning for the future, they go out, fire the manager after 38 games, and pull a guy out of the front office who hasn't coached since high school 30 years ago. Well, for Jeffrey Luria's world, I guess that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, look, I think a lot of people in baseball are conflicted because there's a lot of respect for Dan Jennings. He's a scout who's got a great track record. He knows talent. People like him personally. I just think they feel like it's kind of nutty. You know, it's great to be outside the box or revolutionary, but there's probably a reason why teams haven't done this more often. And look, maybe it works out, but I think the problems there go beyond Mike Redmond, and I don't know that Dan Jennings trying to inject some spark or fire into the roster is going to turn them around. So color me dubious, I guess, based on Jeffrey Luria's history and just the whole idea of a guy who's never coached beyond high school all of a sudden being able to manage in the major leagues.
Well, it's been an interesting start here in the National League, too. The Nationals got off to such a rough start. We know they've got a ton of talent, playing better baseball yesterday, but also some key injuries to that team. Did they dig too deep a hole for themselves?
Well, they're back tied with the Mets, I believe. So they were 8 games out a while back, and people said, hey, that's a huge hole, and they made it up in a hurry. So I think they're going to be fine. I mean, they're the best team in that division by a long shot, and certainly the injuries are going to make it more difficult, but they've showed that they have the ability to make it up quick, and the rest of that division is going to do them favors because it's not very good. I mean, the Mets have some pitching, but they kind of played over their heads early, probably against a weaker schedule, and Atlanta's pretty up and down. Miami, we've already talked about, and the Phillies are the other team. So I think if you were going to get off to a slow start, that was probably the best division to do it in.
Over in the American League, the Red Sox had those early season struggles. The rotation seems to be coming around a little bit. Wade Miley with his second straight good outing last night. But the problem for the Red Sox has been the offense that everybody thought would be much improved, but they're just dreadful with runners in scoring position.
Yeah, it just goes to show that sometimes the things that you expect to be issues, you know, don't turn out to be issues and vice versa. So I think offensively they're going to produce. I mean, there's too many guys in that group to think that they're not going to be better. If they get enough pitching, they'll probably be in the mix. And, again, it's a reflection of the division. That's just not that strong a group. I picked Baltimore to win that division, and they've really struggled. So I think, you know, you look at the Yankees or Tampa Bay, they're certainly not teams that look like they're going to be able to run away and hide. So if the Red Sox have problems, chances are they're going to have time to work some of that stuff out.
American League East fans, Red Sox fans in particular, have always had some confidence that you'd get a couple of teams in the playoffs out of the division. I'm not sure if that'll be the case this year, especially with the way teams are playing in the Central.
Yeah, it's funny because the West is kind of a nightmare. You know, who would think that Houston would be that far ahead of everybody, and the other teams, you know, that was a division I think a lot of people thought maybe three teams could come out of there. But it looks like Kansas City and Detroit are very strong clubs, and I don't know if Houston's going to hold up. And so we'll see. You know, that's the big mystery now is you're going to have three division winners, and then you're going to be looking at, you know, the wild cards, and you could have three of them, you know, teams from one division or scatter it out, and it's going to be a scramble as usual this year.
We're talking with Jerry Krasnick of ESPN here on Downtown. What team has been the most disappointing to you so far this season?
Well, you know, I think certainly Seattle's been very disappointing. Cleveland's been a huge disappointment. You know, that was a team I think Sports Illustrated picked them to win the World Series, and doesn't look like that's going to happen. you know, there are teams that haven't played well. Milwaukee probably didn't have that high of an expectation. I think the problem is with a team like Cleveland, you're in that division, you're pretty much buried in terms of trying to finish first. You know, you're 2 months into the season, not even that, and you're already looking at trying to get there through a wild card. So I think for a club like that, it's, the situation is even more dire just because of the teams they're competing against.
Well, the young talent that that Houston team has, and certainly nobody expected them to be 10, 11 games over 500 at this point, but with the offense and the good young guys they have, and some of those pitchers, they don't have an ace, certainly, but they've got some journeyman guys who so far have been steady, and maybe that's all you need in the West.
Yeah, you know, I'm not 100% sold, but I do think A.J. Hinch, the new manager, is a really good baseball guy. I think he's a great fit there. You look at their lineup, and they still have some guys who haven't hit that much. So a lot of it's been Jose Altuve and a couple of other guys. They hit home runs. They strike out a lot. They're kind of a funky team. I think the key's going to be, you know, can they go out Jeff Luhnow, the general manager? Can he go out maybe and make a trade and add a pitcher? You know, they certainly have the incentive to try to do something like that. The longer and better they play, the more likely you have to think it is that he'll go out and try to make a couple moves.
Everybody talks about, and the Red Sox included, about adding a pitcher, still talking about the possibility of a deal for Hamels. But I wonder, Jerry, in this major league environment today where there's a fair amount of pitching but there's not much power, are there likely to be any decent bats available at trade deadline time?
Yeah, I mean, you have to kind of look at teams. You know, a team like Oakland, for instance, that struggled, you know, do they make a guy like Steven Vogt available or Ben Zobrist or somebody like that? You know, there are some clubs, Milwaukee, Carlos Gomez, someone like that. We're talking about some pretty good players. Obviously, Colorado has Troy Tulowitzki and Carlos Gonzalez. So there are some names out there, but I think the price for these guys is probably going to be pretty high. Plus, some of them also come with pretty big contracts.
You write about all the teams in Major League Baseball, and you have access to information on all the teams. But is there a guy right now, a Trout or anybody out there, that you just look forward to watching play every night, even if it's just to catch the highlights?
Well, I think the two guys this year who are sort of capturing our imagination are Giancarlo Stanton, who got hit in the face last September, and people wondered how he'd come back, and he's wrecking scoreboards and hitting balls out of stadiums, and certainly Bryce Harper, who's 22 years old, and, you know, it just goes to show that sometimes you have to wait a little bit. It's amazing to think he came in when he was 19, and some people said, oh, he's a disappointment, and he's overhyped, and I will say with that one, I said, look, he needs a little bit of time, and he had some injuries and got over them, and now he's just a joy to watch. I mean, the guy has huge power and loves to play the game, so he's really going up to that next level, and, you know, people are going to start mentioning him and Mike Trout together again, whereas, you know, for the last couple of years, it's been more Trout and less Harper.
And this Cubs story, again, they're hanging in there, playing good baseball. Certainly a lot of excitement with the way young Chris Bryant has played, Anthony Rizzo, John Lester pitching like the guy that they signed. How great would that be for baseball to see the Cubs, well, actually win this thing at some point, but even just to make a deep playoff run?
Yeah, other than probably St. Louis and the south side of Chicago where the White Sox are, I think most people would love that scenario. And I would, too. You know, I think you look at a place like that that's, you know, hasn't won since, what, 1908? And you have to say, hey, it would be pretty exciting. So Joe Maddon is a really good manager, and he's injected some excitement there, and they have a lot of kids. I think most people feel like they're going to be better in a year or two when the kids have a chance to grow up, but hey, maybe they're going to be ahead of schedule a little bit.
Absolutely. Jerry Krasnick covers baseball for ESPN. Jerry, always great talking to you. Thanks again, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
Thanks, Rich.
4:32, it's Downtown on your Wednesday afternoon.